The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Olive Branch Pet Hospital, and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And yes, we are live this morning. And guess who's in the house? Dr. Mark Sprayberry. Get ready. Sit, stay, listen. Okay? Sit, stay, listen. With Dr. Mark Sprayberry. And you guessed it. He is the owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare. Good morning. Welcome. And he's here with Ann, who is always here. And Mac is here. He's panting. You can hear Mac in the back. It's not me. Just want to clarify. It's not me. It's Mac in the background.
Hey, good morning, Meg.
How are you? What's going on?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Well, it's if people have not noticed, it's hot outside.
Yeah, no kidding. And, my goodness.
Mac, or Macaroni as I call him, he's sitting here panting. He came blowing like in here.
Yeah.
And
he likes it here. He came right up to me and gave me a big old kiss. He's a big boy.
He stormed into the studio.
He did. He was excited to be here. He's a radio star now.
Yeah, I'm sitting here petting him on the head. He's drooling all over me. Yeah, and, that's good.
Love. That's true love.
That's it.
Well, tell us about your Olive Branch Pet Hospital. There might be some folks visiting right now, or maybe somebody that has not heard our show before. Mm-hmm. Tell us all about you.
Well, I've been in Pensacola about 24 years. I've owned this practice. It was Olive Road Animal Hospital for a number of years, and then I had a flood. It was on Olive Road by the skating rink, so I had a flood back in 2005. And it's 40 days in the office, so I moved to...
Was that a flood called Ivan?
No, yeah, Ivan was... Ivan was September 2004.
That's right.
And this was April Fool's Day 2005, which I thought was kind of funny.
LOL,
April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
Because my business manager called me and said, we're flooded. And I thought, oh, yeah, that's just... And I was laying in bed asleep.
Oh, no.
I just woke up and... Anyway, but no, it was a real thing. So my office is on Davis Highway, 4220 North Davis. It's across from Bailey's Farmers Market. And we've been there, I don't know, 17, almost 20 years. And I have a clinic there, and it's 4.2 acres. It's about 15,000 square feet under roof.
That's so huge. That's a lot of space.
Yeah, clinic's about 5, and then the Play and Stay's about 10. The Play and Stay is a boarding facility, but also it has daycare. We tend to see a lot of dogs that have behavioral issues. We have a lot of room to deal with them. We have a great staff that's great at, for instance, we had a German Shepherd come in the other day, and they're wonderful dogs. I owned them growing up, but they can be very nervous and temperamental.
Really?
People. And so it just takes a little special care with them. So we have the ability to play one-on-one with them there and then integrate them with the rest of the, crowd by introducing them to certain dogs that come a lot that we know get along with everybody. So that's kind of the difference between us and a lot of other people in town. Also, I am on site, and I'm the only facility in town with this type boarding facility with the daycare where I am the veterinarian, I am the owner, and I am on site.
That's great.
Because sometimes people get a little rambunctious back there, and they have fun, and they'll get a bump or bruise, and I'm there, right there.
You mean pets. You said people.
Yeah. Well, pets are people too, Meg. Don't you know that?
Well, yes, actually, I do. But I just thought I'd clarify in case somebody just joined us.
Yeah.
You'll have somebody walking in wanting them to fix their elbow or something.
Exactly. So that's a little bit of the difference. We have the best prices in town. We do it because we love it. My office is in front of the facility. It's two separate facilities, but on the same property, a few feet apart. And we do, I'm a general practitioner, but I do a lot of surgery, and I do a lot of, we seem to do a lot of cancer in my office. And we have some specialized treatment. I tend to do a lot of chemotherapy. University of Florida, Auburn, Mississippi State will send it to me. Because in the first part of the chemotherapy, you have to go every week. And so people, since we live kind of a distance away from those facilities, they'll send them to me and we'll I report back to the university, but I do the chemo for
the universities. Oh, that's really great.
From time to time.
What a service.
Yeah, so it works out. So that's us, and been here a long time. I've been practicing 30 years. I've got a lot of experience. I've got a great staff, and we're there to help you out. We tend to see a lot of very unusual cases in addition to the cancer.
Well, with 30 years of experience, that is why you are on the Pet Expert Panel. This is our veterinary expert, Dr. Mark Sprayberry. Sit, stay, and listen. Okay, now is the time for you to send in those questions. 850-437-1620. Would love to hear from you. We're going to be covering a lot of different topics this morning, but if you've got something on your mind, cat, dog, just send it in, and we will do our best to answer that question.
That's right. We love the questions. Let's talk about the heat just for a minute, Meg.
Please.
I don't know if everybody's noticed, but it's freaking hot out there.
Yes, it is.
And all. And one thing a lot of people don't understand, dogs, cats do not have sweat glands. Now, sweat glands are how we cool ourselves.
Right. And I've always wondered about that. I worry about my dogs because I think, you know, are they okay? Are they cool? I don't know. I see them panting. I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign.
Well, that's their air conditioning.
Okay.
And they do. And let me, when I say they don't have sweat glands, they do on their paws.
Really?
On the paw pads. So a lot of times people, one thing I advise is, you know, obviously don't leave them outside in this particular environment. You know, I tell people fall is coming because we're starting to see more allergies, which is year-round in Florida, and we're number one in the country. But however, I mean, also, you know, spring and fall is the heaviest time of the year-round allergy thing. But, and people think I'm crazy, but it is happening. And we're not far away, folks, so let's just hang in there. Mm-hmm. I think we get past August, Meg. We hopefully it'll be all right. But you just don't want to leave your pets out there. Obviously, never in a car. Ever, ever, ever.
And I heard a horror story recently of someone that had, with good intentions, had left their pet in the car with air conditioner on. And once about 3 minutes went by, the car automatically turned it off.
Oh, boy. I didn't know about that. Wow.
Yeah, so just really be careful and for those that have newer models.
Sure, sure. But it's one thing I do recommend. People call in and says, you know, my dog was outside. He's breathing real heavy. He's panting. You know, what can I do? So, well, you know, water's good. Sometimes you can get some, you can put a little alcohol on their paw pads, which will help cool things off, or just cold water, you know, and bathe them, maybe douse them, not cold water, but cool water. You know, if you just hit them real quick with like ice cold water, you know, that can cause problems because it's bringing them down too fast.
Right.
And that's some things you can do, but the main thing is just avoid the problem.
The exposure to
kind
of heat.
So if your pet is not panting and they're out in the heat, is that a sign that they're
That would probably not happen because when they start getting started, they instantly start to pant. So I've never seen that before. And
would not be good, I would imagine.
No.
The moment before passing out or something.
Yeah.
But I mean,
yeah.
What do they do when they get her?
Too
hot.
Too much, yeah. Well, what are signs?
Well, signs are, you know, they'll get to where they're panting, and they start getting very, very nervous. They can't get settled. They, you know, their gum color will start getting, you know, darker, that sort of thing. Obviously, they're breathing faster. The heart's racing. I mean, it's a bad situation. And we see that, unfortunately, we see it, you know, couple times a year. And I don't think I've had one this year, knock on wood. However, the thing is, you got to get them in, get them cooled down. I usually give them some steroids because, you know, the brain swells when you get it to 107 on the temp.
Oh, gosh. Now, well, we've been having indices, I guess, all week long in that range.
Yeah. Their temperature will get to be 107.
Wow.
I mean, a normal temp for a pet is 102.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if they're out running around at the play and stay and they come over for a shot or maybe look at an ear or something, you know, if it's 102, 103 and a half, 104, I'm not too worried about that because they cool down real quick.
Right.
But, you know, once you get about 107, 108, then, you know, their brain swells and it's very hard to get them back if you can get them back without any kind of deficit.
You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Dr. Mark Sprayberry is here with Sit, Stay, and Listen. Got a question? Text it in, 850-437-1620. So you had said, we're going to back up a little bit, that Florida, that we are the number one for allergies?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes. We were number one for heartworm disease, too, and spread by mosquito. But
really?
Past couple, 3 years, the Delta of Mississippi, and I'm from Mississippi, has had a really big problem with heartworm disease, all the low-lying land there and the farms, and it's spread by mosquito. But they're starting to see some resistance to heartworm prevention in the Delta Mississippi and down into Louisiana, just as a side note on this. So heartworm prevention, flea prevention, tick prevention, it's year-round in Florida, folks. I mean, it just is. And most veterinarians throughout the country recommend it year-round just for the habit. I've got friends of mine that work up in the Chicago area, and they recommend it year-round just because the habit of giving it to the pet every month.
Would you mind talking a little bit about heartworm? I've always followed the instructions my vet gives me, the medicine, and I do everything. But to be honest, I don't really know much about it. Like, I wouldn't know what the signs might be. I really don't know what it does. I know that it can be fatal, but do you mind kind of explaining what heartworm is and why we're doing all this preventative medicine?
Well, quickly, it's spread by mosquito. Mosquito flies around and stings an animal with heartworm. Heartworms are literally worms in the heart.
Oh.
Dirofilaria imidus is the name of the parasite.
Okay.
And a lot of times you don't know they have anything until they start coughing. They're having trouble moving around. They're very lethargic. They're not eating. Then you take a heartworm test. It's a little 2 drops of blood on it. It takes 5 minutes on a special little lab, a little test in the lab. And it comes back positive. And then so you start to treat it. There is treatment for it. It's expensive. So it's better, again, Meg, to prevent.
Right.
The mosquito stings the pet. And then there's different stages of the heartworm that it goes through. And the heartworm starts developing in the heart. It can get to a point where it will kill them if you get enough heartworm disease. And it's in the right side of the heart. You know, there's 4 chambers of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the right side of the heart, and then they migrate from the right side of the heart into the lungs. And then so you'll start seeing dogs come in bleeding. Cats can get heartworm disease too, folks, too. I mean.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I was taught they didn't.
No, that's kind of what I remember, too.
30 years ago.
Right,
but, you know, I told the dean of Florida, University of Florida, I said, yeah, I was alumni president for 2 or 3 years, and, you know, I got up to go to the bathroom, and when I came back, I was the new alumni president.
That's what happened. You get voluntold.
Exactly. You know, came back.
I'm past president of the Georgia Alumni Association here, so just so you know.
Exactly.
And it happens.
Yeah, exactly. And so I told the dean, I said, you know, he said, Mark, how's it going? I said, well, I've been out about 5 years. I said, well, I didn't know cats got harmless. You didn't teach me that. Plus, you never taught me anything about those anal glands that we deal with every day too.
Yes.
I mean, so I want some refund of my tuition.
Yeah.
Of course, that perks up a dean's because they're all about the money and school and all. But the heartworm thing is back to that. I'm sorry, I'm ADHD, as you can tell. The heartworm disease, we test them once a year. It's once a month, and folks, it's the just give the heartworm prevention. It's extremely effective. Now, in the Delta, Mississippi, and Louisiana, as I mentioned before, it's a little different. But they've developed heartworm prevention that there is no resistance to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it's once a month. Just do it. And, you know, cats need it, too. We have it for cats, too. It's a topical that we use at the office, NexGard combo. And it does fleas, ticks, ear mites, heartworm disease, intestinal parasites. And it's just the best thing you do if you're a pet, okay?
And then what about now you mentioned allergies. Mm-hmm. So what are we sort of looking at? What kinds of allergies would you say?
Well, there's 3 things. There's flea allergy. That's easily treated. Just put, you know, heartworm and
flea
prevention.
I noticed one of my pets I had at one time would chew on his paws. Mm-hmm. That's a sign of an allergy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the number one reason people come in the office. You know, it's
really?
The grass, environmental thing. And there's treatment for that. There's, you know, of course, steroids have been around for a gazillion years.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something new called Cytopoint. There's a tablet, something kind of like Cytopoint that's tablet or oral medication, you know, that I'm not too crazy about because I see so much cancer. And if your pet's had cancer before and you put them on Apoquel, there's a chance the cancer's going to come back. And I've had 2 cases, both from Auburn that I was doing the chemo on, and they're, you know, I got it treated and everything was fine, and a veterinarian put them on Apoquel for the allergies and the cancers came back.
Oh no.
Yeah, and then I had to do the surgery, get the cancers off, and then we put them back on chemo, got them in remission, then they developed a different cancer and died. So I'm very reluctant to put a pet on Apoquel or Zerenia is the other one, unless it's like an older pet, they're miserable. We're just trying to get some quality and comfort because it's not the allergy is not going to do the dog in. I mean, it's going to be something else. But the heartworm thing, guys, just give that. It's got the flea prevention, food allergies, another thing. We usually treat that with a hypoallergenic diet. That's usually itchy ears, itchy rears.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, chewing your feet, chewing your parts of the body all over. That's almost always. The lesions are usually face, feet, axilla. That's the underarms and groin area is where the itching is with allergy-based, like, and they call it atopy or atopic dermatitis.
Okay, we're talking with Dr. Mark Sprayberry with Olive Branch Pet Hospital and also Plains Day Boarding and Daycare. We did get a question, but this kind of breaks my heart, and it says, Dr. Mark, I had to put my dog down just a couple weeks ago because he had cancer, but I had no idea he had cancer, and now I feel terrible. What could I have done? So do you see that a lot? Because actually that happened to me as well.
Yes, I remember. I tell the listener, thank you for that's an excellent question.
And I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah, that's a tough one. And sometimes I'll tell you, don't beat yourself up. It's gotten to where a golden retriever comes in. If they're 8 or 9, I'm going to x-ray their abdomen. Because a few months ago, and Chelsea's my wonderful nurse who works with me along with my others, we did a splenectomy on a golden retriever every week for 4 weeks straight.
What?
Month. Yeah, they all had tumors. And it was hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
And Chelsea said, and she's really
golden
fun.
Golden retriever, four yeah. different ones?
Yeah. And,
wow.
And it was in the, and we were able to save them, but they were benign. But I had to take them out because they were bleeding. And Chelsea, she's really funny. She says, I think we need to have 20% off splenectomies on Wednesday.
Because
I don't normally, I'll operate 24/7, but I normally operate Tuesday and Thursdays. But to the listener, I'm very, very sorry that happened. Don't beat yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt to ask your veterinarian, hey, this has happened to me. I'd like some blood work, maybe some x-rays, just to rule things out. And they will be more than happy.
So how often should you have just a routine checkup? I mean, I kind of got into the habit of once a year, to be honest. That wasn't enough, apparently.
Well, we try to see them twice a year.
Okay.
And when they start getting to be about 6 years old, 6, 7 years old, they're considered an elderly pet.
Oh, okay.
Yes. They get to be our age, Meg. You know, man, all our age.
Well, is it still true that you multiplied their age by 7, so that's closer to what their real age is? I heard that a wives' tale a long time ago. Well, if they're 6, they're really, 42.
Exactly. I was not taught that, but that's what everybody does.
That's so, unscientific.
So, yeah, I'm jumping on that bandwagon. So, but it's very, very important. Just at least once a year, get them checked. Because they live 7 years for every 1 year.
Right.
So if you think about yourself, if you go to the doctor once a year just for your routine checkup, and then you're waiting 7 on a pet, I mean, there's going to be stuff. And again, I do a lot of cancer, guys. Do not wait. I mean, it may be a big old fatty lipoma.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a case
if
coming.
If you feel a lump or something.
Yeah. And I was feeling I was taking my dogs to the Plains Day today, let them run around and play. And I was petting Quinn, I have Shetland sheepdogs, and I felt under her arm. I thought, oh my goodness, you got a lipoma.
Oh,
now, I have no idea how long it's been there, because when's the last time I petted my pets? Well, I pet them every day, but I don't like rub them down like an exam.
Under their arm, yes.
Yeah. Usually my nurses are the one, hey, Dr. Sprayberry, do you realize your Quinn has blah, blah, blah?
Right.
You know, kind of, you're talking about feeling bad. But the one thing is, cancer, it's a lot more prevalent right now.
Yeah, I don't even remember hearing about dogs having cancer.
Let me tell you, I had four cases last week, new cases.
Gosh.
Well, one of them wasn't new. And there were 3 euthanasias.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, yeah, 3. There
oh,
were 3.
Oh, my goodness.
Total of 4, 3. And it's just heartbreaking. So if you can find it early, a lot of stuff we can do about it.
Okay, super. Okay, I have another text question that's come in. If you have a question for Dr. Mark, 850-437-1620. I have an American Bulldog. She shakes her head a lot. What could be the problem?
Okay, good question.
Or the cause.
Yeah, yeah. Good. That's an excellent question. I think it's itching.
With their ears, like they're...
I think ear infections are probably the number one thing in treatment practice and upsets tummies.
Mm-hmm.
But allergies in general are number one. So the most common reason, it can be an isolated ear infection, okay? But it sounds like from this listener, and thank you again for the question, if it's constant and you're always getting the dog, like the dog has to go in, it gets treated, it's better, week or two goes by, it comes back, you go back in, get treated. If it's a constant thing,
mm-hmm.
the basis of that, it is an ear infection, but you have to treat the primary problem, and it's almost always, always, always food allergy.
Really?
Yes. And
okay.
So, and so what I normally do on that is I'll get referrals from people from, you know, they're just trying to get another opinion or two.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say, well, okay, well, how long have you been treating it? Well, he's always had it, or she's always had it, and especially in bulldogs. And so, and I say, well, you know, has it been on a, you know, hypoallergenic food? Well, no. I said, well, the first thing we're doing is for, you know, my teacher would say do a hypoallergenic trial for 4 or 5 months. You know, 20% will respond in 80% will respond in 2 weeks, the other 20% in 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But you put them on hypoallergenic food. That is a food from a veterinarian. Now, there's foods out there they say are hypoallergenic that are not, that are over the counter. You have to get, to do it properly, you have to get a hypoallergenic food from the veterinarian. The two I like are DD by Hill Science Diet, is Dermatologic Diet. The other one is ZD, Z as in zebra, ZD. That's okay. How they kind of do their prescription diets.
Okay, so if the person that's the owner of the American Bulldog would like to bring their dog in to see you, where do they go? How do they get in touch with you in case someone just joined us?
Yeah, I'm 4220 North Davis. I'm across from Bailey's Farmers Market. I'm just down from, you know, the Woodlands and all. I'm there with all the doctor offices and that. And if you get to Fairfield, just back up about, you know, a few blocks, and we're right there. We'll be glad to see you anytime.
Okay.
I'm there Monday through Friday. Stopped working Saturdays a long time ago.
I don't blame you.
But I'm still working. I'm on call from office, you know, 24/7. So, but I'm there, and I'll be glad to see you. I see a lot of this, and we can make it better.
I would imagine this time of year would be.
Yeah. One thing about the bulldog, I'll tell you, and in general, the longer that's been going on, there's changes to the ear that are almost always impossible to fix totally. So, but you can make it a lot better. I'll teach you how to treat it a little bit yourself because, you know, things have gotten so expensive. You know, I'm very sensitive to that for my clients. It's just gotten so expensive to operate and do business. But I'll help teach you how to treat it. So you don't have to come see me every time a little flare-up happens. You know what to do.
Okay, got a great question. How much does it cost for a first-time visit if I decide to switch vets?
Okay, now I'll be glad to see you anytime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never been one to, you know, try to solicit other, veterinarians, clients. However, I do get second opinions quite often, and I'm happy to do that. But I think my office visit is $70. The difference is I'm going to spend, you know, 20, 30 minutes with you or whatever it takes to get you. And I tend to talk, as you know, I'm good at talking. So, you know, I'll talk to you. I'll find out how your family's doing and what's going on. And,
You
know, I'll tell you what's going on with me and all that. So that's just kind of how I built my business the past 24 years.
All right, we're almost out of time, but I want to get this last question in real quick. I have a 5-year-old Frenchie who has a horrible allergy issue. How safe is it for her to stay on the Apoquil?
Well, that's a good question. First of all, they need blood work at least every 3 to 6 months. Okay. And when the drug first came out, I went and saw a dermatologist from Austin when I was in Fort Worth for a medical meeting. And she said she treated the first 50 cases outside of the company.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there were some major issues with several of the pets. Two developed lymphoma and died. So you have to be very, very careful with that product. Keep them checked on a regular basis. If you see any masses, anything come up, come see me.
Phone number and website.
850-477-2901.
Okay, and then the address?
4220 North Davis Highway.
Okay.
What's my website?
Olive Branch Pet Hospital.com.
Yeah, okay. That's it.
All
Thanks,
right.
everybody. God bless. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. This is Pep Talk.